touch your toes, girl, you know you're just showing off. That little tattoo on your tan line, oh my, pretty little butterfly, what else have you got to hide? I wanna kiss you in the parking lot, under the moonlight, kiss you running red lights, baby, set the mood right, just like everything you're doing to me right now is making me crazy. I wanna kiss you on the dance floor, kiss you like a let's go, come on, baby, let me hear you say, oh, oh. I wanna kiss you with the neon lights in your eyes.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. We're a few hours away from Iowa's First in the Nation caucus's official kickoff of the 2024 presidential election. Former President Trump is the frontrunner going into the in-person Republican caucuses. It is bitter cold in Iowa and across much of the nation today. 100 million Americans coast to coast are on alert for frigid temperatures, snow, and ice. Vice President Harris in Columbia, South Carolina, to deliver Martin Luther King Day remarks at an NAACP event.
Today, we celebrate the legacy of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., a visionary who saw what could be, unburdened by what had been.
The vice president says democracy is on the ballot this November and under profound threat. At least one person is dead and at least 17 people have been injured after cars drove into a crowd of people near Tel Aviv. This is ABC News. For the second time in weeks, Iceland is fighting a growing volcanic eruption. The molten lava has set at least one home on fire.
Work on building barriers north of the town of Grindavik had started before the volcano's first eruption in December. But now a disturbing development with lava flows returning, breaking the surface both inside and outside of those barriers. Despite this, work continues on trying to divert the encroaching menace.
That's ABC's Tom Rivers. It's TV's biggest night 4 months late. Here's ABC's Jason Nathanson.
Usually the Emmys are held in September. They were moved to tonight because of the actors and writers strikes last year. The voting ended in August, and the results have just been sitting around for months. Succession leads all nominees with 27.
I'm the eldest boy!
And the final season of the HBO show has a strong shot at winning Best Drama. Ted Lasso leads the comedy nominees, but could be upset by The Bear in several categories. The 75th Emmys will feature tributes to classic shows, including The Sopranos and Cheers, tonight on Fox.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ehlin. Setback for efforts to remove Wisconsin's elections administrator.
A Dane County judge ruled on Friday that Megan Wolf is legally holding her position and that the six-member Wisconsin Elections Commission is under no obligation to appoint a new administrator. The bipartisan commission deadlocked in June on a vote to reappoint Wolf. Republican commissioners voted in favor, but Democrats abstained, and that blocked the nomination from going to the state Senate, where Wolf could have been fired. She's been the target of Donald Trump supporters who falsely claim Wolf played a role in handing the 2020 election to President Joe Biden. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
5 years ago last Wednesday, a young girl named Jamie Kloss showed us to never give up hope.
It was October 2018 when Jamie Kloss's parents were murdered and the teen girl was kidnapped from her rural, barren home by Jake Patterson, who is now serving life in prison for those crimes. January 10th marked the five-year anniversary of Jamie Kloss Day, the date which she escaped captivity and rescued herself. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald said it's a day worth remembering for the strength and hope she showed us.
You never give up hope. We learned that from a 14-year-old girl taught us that you never give up. And you can get through anything.
Kloss has graduated high school, is off to college, and is doing well. I'm Carl Cooley for Wisconsin Radio Network.
Events around Wisconsin today to celebrate the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. include the 33rd annual Fox City's King Day celebration at 6 o'clock tonight at Lawrence University Memorial Chapel. And Viterbo University in La Crosse is hosting its community celebration beginning at 7 o'clock. Celebrations are also happening in Madison and in Milwaukee. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers, and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN Radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The brutal cold is slapping us this week, prompting wind chill advisories now until noon, where it's feeling as cold as 25 below and high temperatures today feeling more like negative 15. Tonight, another wind chill advisory goes into effect at 6 and lasts through tomorrow afternoon as it could be feeling like near negative 30, where frostbite can occur rapidly. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 2 degrees below zero.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Durand Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Martin Luther King Jr. Day morn via Farm Journal broadcast. This is AgriTalk. This morning we begin with Machinery Pete Greg Peterson. Then it's Alan Hoskins from American Farm Mortgage. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. And now, welcome the host of AgriTalk, Chip Laurie.
All right, Davis. January 15th, 2024, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Mm-hmm. It's his actual birthday as well.
Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, huh. Born in 1929.
How nice when the holiday actually falls on the birthday itself.
Lines up. Yeah. Lines up exactly. That's right. That's right.
It's a good way to start the year, I feel like.
Right, right. Welcome to AgriTalk. Glad that you're with us on this Monday morning. My goodness. I hope everyone stayed safe over the weekend. I hope everyone found a way to stay warm over the weekend. And if you are in the state of Iowa, I hope you can figure out a safe way to get out to the caucuses this evening, because it's a big day for the state of Iowa.
Yes, big day for the nation, really, Chip.
Well, sure. Sure it is. Yeah, it's the first measured test of the candidates for president of the United States. Of course, on the Republican side, I should say. Mm-hmm. And the expectations are that President Trump is going to handily win the caucuses here in Iowa this year. And I think it'll be interesting. I think the results are going to be, it could be a bit tighter than what the polls are suggesting at this point. So we'll have to wait and see.
We will have to wait and see. AgriTalk has done its part early here in the election season to give the candidates a platform, you know, a chance to answer our five questions. And I would just point out that half of those who are still in the race have shown up on AgriTalk. Yeah. I don't know if there's a connection or not. But, you know, Vivek, hint, hint, you know?
Yeah.
Big Donnie, hint, 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 you know? You want to make it happen? We're your guys, all right? Come on over.
Yeah, let's get it going. Let's get it going. Let's get them on here and get things figured out. And we will not say no to JFK Jr. We will not say no to President Biden if he wants to come on and answer the five questions. Of course,
we'll be fair. We'll take them. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. All right, man. What do you got in the news?
Well, dude, Friday was a big day report-wise. A couple of details here. USDA raised its corn production estimate 108 million bushels to a record 15.342 billion bushels. The yield estimate was raised 2.4 bushels to a record 177.3 bushels per acre. The agency cut harvested corn acreage by 583,000 acres. to 86.513 million acres. Let's pause there, and we'll come back for the beans in a moment, Chip.
Okay. 177.3 for a national average corn yield. Dude, where did that come from?
I don't know.
This is a setup. When you look back over time, these big changes that we get in the January annual production summary from the November crop production report are really, they're driven by the quarterly grain stocks report. In other words, there was more corn out there on December 1 than what they anticipated. Therefore, it must be because the 2023 crop was bigger than expected. It couldn't be that there was more of the 22 crop left over than what they thought at the end of the 21-22 market or 22-23 marketing year. You know, there's lots of things that go into that December 1 stocks, but when it's out of whack with what they expected, they got to find some place to put it, and you put it in a bigger crop for the current year. So we'll see. It's going to create some issues down the road, Davis. Look for the quarterly grain stocks reports to be the most volatile days of trade that we have in the corn market going forward.
Well, let's talk about the soybean side. USDA raised its soybean production estimate 36 million bushels to 4.165 billion bushels. That was more than expected. USDA increased yield just 0.7 of a bushel to 50.6 bushels per acre. Harvested soybean area was cut 435,000 acres to 82.356 million acres, Chip.
It is amazing what the late August and September rains did. You know, the reason that I'm questioning the corn number at 177.3 is because you're not adding yield in late August and early September on corn, not typically. After those rains came. But on soybeans, you can do that. And I think we probably did add some yield or at least stabilized what was out there with those September rains in September of 23. So still, there's a lot of questions. And the grain stocks report, even for soybeans, are going to be interesting days in 2024.
Well, let's talk about 2024, where the World Bank warns about the global economy's poor growth prospects. This is for the upcoming year. According to their projections, the global economy is expected to expand by just 2.4%. That's down from 2.6% in the previous year. Chip, the slowdown is attributed to higher borrowing costs and geopolitical tensions, which should come as no surprise to anyone, pal.
Yeah. Geopolitical tensions all over the place. Good grief. Mm-hmm. At the end of last week, U.S. Military made some strikes on some Houthi logistical spots, you know, where they were launching missiles from into the Red Sea, just kind of lobbing them out there.
Yeah.
So the geopolitical issues are going to are playing and will play a major role in monetary and fiscal policy in the year ahead.
You remember back in the day, several years ago, there used to be that shampoo called Gee, Your Hair Smells Terrific. Remember that?
Yeah.
I mean, the modern version of that is geopolitical tensions.
Yeah.
It's no fun. I want the shampoo back.
Yeah,
Federal Reserve Bank of New York President John Williams said monetary policy is now tight enough to guide inflation back to the Fed's target, but suggested policymakers need more evidence of cooling inflation before cutting interest rates. I hate to even almost bring it up, but Janet Yellen did say soft landing last week, Chip.
Yeah.
She said it.
I'm not going to argue with her. I'm not going to argue with her, but I will argue with the expectations on cutting yields. You don't cut yields as a reward of getting the inflation rate down to the level that you are targeting. You cut interest rates to incentivize economic growth. So the only reason that you should be cutting yields or cutting interest rates is if the economy is really struggling. If you pull the trigger on it before the struggles start, what are you going to do later when the struggles do start?
Well, and also this, Chip, with additional U.S. aid in doubt, last week European leaders decided they faced the prospect of having to fill the gap to maintain support for Ukraine in the war against Russia.
Man, they got a lot of work to do before January 19th, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
With the appropriations bills, a lot of work to do before February 2nd, too.
It's like
It's just crazy to think that they're tying appropriations to Ukrainian funding, tying appropriations to what's happening down at the border. This is the most complex, confusing time period of appropriations I think we've ever gone through. Hey,
absolutely.
Happy MLK Junior Day. Thanks for listening. We got Machinery Pete next here on AgriTalk.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Machinery Pete here, folks. This segment of AgriTalk brought to you by our friends at Dakota Ag Innovations, makers of Dakota Shine, the best way I've seen to fix faded paint. Go to DakotaShine.com or call 888-996-7801.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. The markets are closed today for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. But it's Monday. We can't get through a Monday without getting our fix of Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. How you doing, Greg?
I am doing pretty well, guys. How are you doing this this Monday?
Doing just fine, just fine. So let's get it rolling. What do you got for the pick of the week?
Pick of the week, we got to go back last Tuesday. I think we highlighted this sale when we chatted last week, but super nice online farm retirement auction in Flora, Illinois for Rutland Farms by my friends at Schmid Auction. And some just super nice condition stuff, John Deere tractors in particular. So the pick of the week, I'd probably go with a 2007 John Deere 9230 four-wheel drive, super sharp, 5,073 hours. That sold for $161,300, which from a data standpoint, the interesting thing there to note is that's the highest auction price ever on a 9230 with over 4,200 hours. And again, this was almost 5,100.
Right.
So strong there, but, you know, like we've talked about a lot the last couple of years, four-wheel drives, 10, 20, 30 years old, nice condition, are just super hot. A couple other highlights, they had a 2000 John Deere 8410, 6,386 hours, sold really strong, $121,100. That's the highest auction price ever on an 8410, over 6,100 hours. If we go a little bit older, they had a 92 model 4960. It did have a rebuilt engine, a little over 700 hours on that. That still brought $77,200. And if we talk combine, the pre-DEF combines have been doing, of course, very well. In a 2010 John Deere 9770 STS, 3,236 engine hours. So, you know, not a spring chicken, but $85,500 there, good price. Yeah. Planter, 2017 Kinsey 3600, 1631, that brought $91,000. And last one here, Chip, that a nice grain cart, a 2021 Unverfirth 1019, no tracks. That brought $59,800.
Jeez.
And that was interesting on those grain carts, those J&Ms and Unverfirths and Brents. I always note in our auction prices at machinerypete.com what color they were, because, of course, red or green.
Yeah.
And that one was green. So I always have found that kind of interesting. So it was a good sale there Tuesday.
Yep. Okay, so a wide variety of equipment on that retirement auction.
Mm-hmm.
A good test of the market in the new year. And I don't see many chinks in the armor of the used equipment market there, Greg.
No, not on that. You know, this is, of course, all pre-DEF. So that kind of supersedes the IRS Section 179 end-of-year heat. But, again, you're right. That's very, very strong pricing there, which I guess just shows you no matter when you sell, if you have equipment that everybody wants, the buyers are going to find you.
Right. Okay. Anything else from that auction that really caught your attention?
Well, those were the sort of the main items there. Of course, you could always, you know, folks, I have to keep reminding folks of this, but if you go to our website, machinerypete.com, and click on the auction price section, when you're looking at prices, there's a little link there, and you can click it, and it shows you everything that's sold on that auction. So sometimes that's important context to note, particularly on like consignment sales. You know, you see if everything sold high or just some stuff. But yeah, you can get the whole sale price report at machinerypete.com down to the, you know, we take it to the level of 500-gallon fuel barrels, and we don't care. We just jam those prices in.
Exactly. Okay, get us out of the Midwest. Take us to the Southeast. What you got? You've got some details from a auction down in South Carolina.
Yeah, this past Saturday, just a couple of days back, in Lakeview, South Carolina, great auction company down there, Rebel Auction Company, had a farm sale, some interesting prices. A 23 model Case IH Puma 185 CVT. Only 168 hours on it. That sold for $137,000.
Wow.
And a Case IH Magnum 200, 2,245 hours. That brought $100,000. John Deere 7280R, 2,952 hours. Went for $132,500. Combine, always interesting out of the Deep South. A Case IH 8250, 1,140 engine hours. That went for $247,500. Little sprayer, kind of an interesting item, a Case IH Patriot 2250. Not sure of the hours, though. I brought 90,000. So, yeah, kind of interesting to see down out of South Carolina how things sold there on Saturday.
Yeah, so the market is good in the Southeast, too. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, it has been, yeah. I mean, down across into Texas, out west, up into Canada.
Yeah.
If you have good condition used equipment, obviously, I think – to a large extent, what's been happening with the new equipment, you know, the price increases and the availability factor, which is getting a little better, but, you know, a few problem spots here and there. But those price increases just make that nice condition used, no matter where it is, pretty attractive.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, there was a consignment auction in the middle of last week, too.
Yeah, our friends at Albrecht Auction Service, Dave and the folks that I've known many years out of Vassar, Michigan. They have a biweekly online consignment auction that picks equipment out of Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio, and they had a nice one last Wednesday. A couple noteworthy items: a 1994 Case IH 7220 mechanical front, 3,580 hours, brought 72.1. If you like green paint, had a 2002 John Deere 8120. Excuse me, 3,986 hours, up around $114,500. So pretty strong there for 22 years old. A little newer, a 2013 John Deere 6140R, 749 hours, around $132,000. Again, if we touch on the combine market, they had a 2009 Case IH 7088, 1,650 SEP hours, brought $72,000. And let's see, what else? How about this one? Grinder mixers. We talk about how hot they can be. Had a nice Gale MX-125, brought $12,350. So, okay. And you can see some pretty active bidding there last Wednesday out of the kind of the upper Midwest area there.
Yep. I got to tell you, Greg, the conversation that you and I had here on AgriTalk a couple of weeks ago about how dealers are being a little more aggressive in managing their inventory, looking for a quicker turn and using the auction system to make that happen, it's caught a lot of attention. That could be what's going on with some of these consignment auctions, right?
Well, I think things are just it's hard because we're right in it. It's hard to pull back and see – grasp how things have changed. But since the pandemic, the growth across the board, all across North America, of the vibrancy of these online auctions, online consignments. So, we're seeing dealers do a couple things. One, they might have their own event. And, we saw a lot of those down the stretch in 23 where a dealer would have, 30 combines or 10 sprayers or 25 late model tractors. But they can also, sneak a couple into the regional online consignment sale, and they're having good success with that. So they just have more vibrant ways to get to move their excess used inventory than they did 10 years ago when things slowed down.
Certainly, certainly. Okay, what are you watching? What's coming up?
Well, got my eyes back down in the south. Again, that's kind of a barometer for me when I see pricing changing down there. But, again, it's been strong. But this coming Saturday, January 20th, the 5th annual Marshall County Equipment Auction out of Holly Springs, Mississippi, which that sounds like a wonderful place to be. I've never been to Holly Springs, but a couple of interesting tractors of note they're selling: a Kubota M6111. Mechanical front with a loader, only 178 hours on it. The owner had just passed away on that one, so pretty low-hour Kubota there. John Deere 6175R with a loader, 1,631 hours on it. A couple nice, slightly older models, a John Deere 7610 mechanical, just under 5,500 hours with a loader, and a John Deere 8310R with about 5,000 hours on it. And the auction company on this sale Saturday in Mississippi, folks, is Riles Auction, a great company down there in Mississippi. So, again, the sale is Saturday. Just, Google it or hit machine repeat. You'll find it. Riles Auction, Holly Springs, Mississippi on Saturday.
Gotcha. We only got about a minute left, but you were talking about going south. Let's go all the way south because you got an interesting request from Facebook follower last week.
Yeah, a guy from Australia. I'd commented on the average auction price on John Deere 4440s over the decades, and he said, "Hey, Pete, my favorite tractor is a 4455," and he posted a beautiful picture of it. He said, "What's the average pricing on that baby?" And it's interesting. Last year, Chip, the average auction price 4455 was $48,887, highest ever. 10 years ago, it was $36,127. If we go back 20 years, the average was $35,472. So you go from $35.5 to almost $49. That's pretty amazing.
It certainly is. Certainly is. Good stuff. And global appeal there of Machine Repeat. Good stuff, Greg. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, see you next week, Chip.
You bet. That's Greg Peterson, Machine Repeat. Stay tuned. We've got Alan Hoskins from American Farm Mortgage up next here on AgriTalk.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, working with my physical disabilities, I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that. I just love him. I love you, honey.
I love you, too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight, too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit Wounded.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Join Security Financial Bank for the 4th Annual Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference, February 22nd at Florian Gardens in Eau Claire. Come gather strategies developed specifically for local agriculture producers, from knowing your numbers to application drones. The Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference has something for everyone. Call 715-672-2412 or visit sfbank.com for more information. SFB, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Cancer Society.
This is Andrew McRae, host of the American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends from grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Glad that you're with us on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We need to talk a little bit of banking and the condition of the banking system and what to expect going forward. Because, boy, it feels like we're into a big-time transition with what to expect on interest rates. Alan Hoskins is the president and national sales director for the American Farm Mortgage and Financial Services, and he joins us right now. Alan, it's good to talk with you again. How are you?
Chip, I'm doing well. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. Really appreciate it.
All right. Glad that you are here, Alan. We need some perspective because it feels like we're into this transition period. But to baseline those expectations, I think we need to get a status update of what the current condition of the banking system is. How good? What is the condition?
Well, I think, Chip, that if you look at the data that's put out by the Federal Reserve and you look specifically within the agricultural banking segment, you still see a lot of strength in that segment. I think that certainly shouldn't be a tremendous surprise if you look at where farm balance sheets have trended, both from a working capital perspective as well as owner's equity and income as well. Obviously, that's not a balance sheet item, but if you look at where those numbers have been over the past few years, that's led to some strength within the ag banking sector. The regulators certainly continue to monitor that situation. They understand as well as we do where commodity prices are, where input prices are. So I think, Chip, there's been some strength added within the ag banking community. And obviously going into 2024, we see some trends that are probably going to potentially squeeze cash flows a little bit, perhaps. But I think from a strength standpoint right now, we're going into the year in a good position.
Okay. What's some of the evidence that you look at when you say that ag banking is in a good position? I mean, are delinquencies on loans low? What's the evidence?
If you look at the data that Federal Reserve puts out on the ag banking community, yes, delinquencies are trending downward, Chip, and are in a very manageable position according to the data that they provide. And I do like that data, Chip, because the Federal Reserve Bank out of Kansas City, I think, does a good job with that in looking at those numbers and analyzing the group as a whole. Obviously, you can look at any individual circumstance and find data to support any theory that you want.
Yeah.
But that particular data tends to be, in my opinion, something that I place value in because I think they have a good cross-section of ag production within their territory. So I think it fits very well in trying to understand what the strength of the banking sector looks like, what delinquencies look like. So that's kind of my go-to source.
What does loan demand look like in the ag industry right now? Is it climbing as we get into 2024 or steady? What's the situation?
Well, I think, Chip, it depends on which segment we want to look at.
Okay.
If you look at the real estate side, obviously, because of the increased interest rates, there's not a lot of refinancing activity going on, right, other than if there's some outliers that maybe need to be looked at individually.
Okay.
So that particular sector, I would say we're not seeing quite as much activity in it. Also, there's, at least in our area, Chip, the sales that I've seen recently in our area, there's a fair amount of 1031 money that's out there. So that's limiting the opportunity for purchases. So the real estate side, I would tell you, is probably fairly soft. There's still, if you look at the operating side and you look at the equipment side, there's still some opportunities out there for that. But again, with where interest rates have gone, it's about making sure that the opportunity makes sense for the producer, particularly when you're looking at equipment-related debt.
Right. Okay. So let's take a look forward into 2024. You mentioned that for various reasons, there's going to be a squeeze on some balance sheets into 2024. What are some of those challenges that you see for the year ahead?
Well, I think number one, you talked about where interest rates are. We're certainly looking at higher interest rates for operating lines than where we were this time a year ago. So that's going to create some margin challenges for producers. I would say that with what we've seen here in the past, well, so far this year, basically, if you look at where we've seen commodity price trends moving, that's also going to create some margin challenges. Now, I certainly, Chip, don't have a good crystal ball as far as where ultimately prices will move.
Uh-huh.
But I would say that that's something that folks need to be mindful of. One of the other things that I've not heard a whole lot of discussion about yet, we're coming up very quickly on the period where our crop insurance base is going to be determined. So I think that's something, Chip, that as folks are working on their marketing plans going into 2024, I think making sure we talk a lot of times about rate shocking debt.
Yeah.
And I think that's important that people do that. However, I think shocking the revenue side is equally important. So I think, Chip, those are some things that as we go into 2024, those are some things that are on my mind. The other thing, Chip, I'm also thinking about something 2 to 3 years down the road.
Okay.
We're now into basically the second year of some pretty healthy rate increases. Mm-hmm. If you go back a few years ago, there was a fair amount of debt that may have been put on either a 3-year or 5-year balloon.
Right.
So when we start looking at possibly as early as next year, but then a couple of years down the road, I think making sure producers are mindful of their balance sheet and what debt that they have that's repricing, in having those discussions with their lender now, what does my operation look like if that debt that's going to reprice in 2 or 3 years actually we're repricing today? Yep. So that we're thinking ahead as far as how do we handle that transition.
Yeah, debt that is repricing, man, it's not going to affect a majority of producers that are out there, but it is going to affect those that have those balloon payments coming up. And it is something that has been on my mind as well, Alan. So, yeah, I'm glad that you brought it up. Glad that you did. Now, we're in this transition. We've gone from, a period of anticipating higher rates to now, some of the expectations on how many rate cuts we're going to get in 2024, I think are ridiculous. And I've voiced that opinion many times. But interest rates likely are steady to lower in 2024. How does that change planning for producers?
Chip, in my view, what we do is we understand where we are today, and we put perhaps a couple of alternative plans in place. Because very candidly, the Fed did not act initially the way that we thought they would.
Right.
They were delayed in some of these rate increases. And I'll admit, Chip, I was wrong for so long about where interest rates would go. I don't try to predict interest rate movements. I think it's prudent, however, to look at what's the effect on the operation. How do I manage my margin if I'm a producer? If we're looking at a 50 basis point decrease or 100 basis point decrease. And if you balance the producer and the lender, I think those discussions are important to where ultimately, whether it's operating line debt or whether it's perhaps equipment debt or something other, that the lender and the producer work together to find a solution that's palatable to them both. But also we understand that we don't operate in a vacuum. And how do we anticipate working together for the benefit of the producer if we see that rate decrease or those multiple rate decreases,
right,
as have been spoken of? So I think, Chip, it's important to have some discussions about that now so that when we do start to see, or if we do start to see,
yep,
those rate adjustments, then there's already a basis upon which the relationship has been built.
Yep.
To talk about how we can work to maximize the benefit to that producer.
Excellent. And you are absolutely right. That is a prudent warning, Alan, when we think about the inability to predict exactly what this Fed is going to do. It doesn't matter how well they telegram it, and they try. They try to telegram it. Doesn't matter how well they do that. They can still be wrong in their own telegramming. And yes. It can create some issues down the road. So start the conversation now is what I hear you saying, in anticipation of those lower rates and how you're going to work together.
Yes. And Chip, I think it's important to remember that it's not a surprise to any of us that 2024 is an election year, and we hear that the Fed is not a political body. However, we don't know what effects an upcoming election might or might
not
have.
Right. There's another potential black swan or unknown wild card for us out there, isn't it? Alan, great perspective, man. Thank you so much for making time for us.
Chip, I really appreciate it. I always enjoy the opportunity to help, and always more than willing to do that anytime I can.
Excellent. Appreciate that, Alan. That is Alan Hoskins, President and National Sales Director, American Farm Mortgage and Financial Services. Davis and I will be right back.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, don't you knock on the potty. Let's just also roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. Our grip is always stocked.
It's our potty mind.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. If your employer doesn't supply health care coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private health care is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage.
Give us a call at 800-801-2730.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned. Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone, offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for processing a claim, and only VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov/OIG/hotline.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The next disaster is coming. The time to get ready is now. Make a plan. Identify meetup locations and people you'll need to contact. Put your contact list in your wallet, on your phone, and somewhere visible in your home. Build a kit. store enough food and water for 3 days. Don't forget your pets, and consider buying a pre-made kit. Keep at least 7 days of medication on hand. Work with your pharmacist and insurance company to secure the extra doses. Make copies of important documents. Keep them on your phone, in the cloud, or on a USB stick. Stay informed. Learn about local hazards. Take courses in CPR and first aid, and sign up for local alert systems. An early warning can give you the time you need to prepare for a fast-moving disaster. Be ready. Learn more at americares.org/sendusin.
If the world is your oyster, we've got pearls of wisdom on AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Hey, heads up about this afternoon. It's going to be Davis is hosting.
That's right.
We've got, I don't know what this note means here, but evidently the guest analyst is Flip Chory. What?
A new voice.
Oh.
That sounds an awful lot like, well, old voice. That sounds harsh. A familiar voice. How's that? A familiar tone.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. I'm going to pick Chip's brain for about a half hour on the show. It's going to be awesome.
We're talking markets this afternoon on AgriTalk. But it, really interesting conversation there with Alan. It's a transition period. And trying to figure out what the nuances and the subtleties are going to be as we go through this transition, because, you know, we've argued that the old economic models that have been in place for decades probably don't work or didn't work in this post-pandemic recovery market. Mm-hmm. And I'm not too sure if they work to this day yet, Davis. There's just a lot of uncertainty going forward. So plan ahead. That's the bottom line from Alan, is the conversations that you think you might have to have in 6 months, 8 months, a year, have them today. Have them today so that everybody that you're working with is on the same page.
That's good stuff.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Big day in
Iowa.
I was going to say, we got something going there in Iowa. I've got just a couple of little blurbs here from last week's news copy. Chris Christie ended his bid for the presidency. That was Wednesday last week.
Right.
The thought initially was that could potentially benefit Nikki Haley's prospects in New Hampshire. A CNN poll last week showed Haley moving to within single digits of former President Trump in New Hampshire. Meanwhile, the former president says he has chosen his running mate, but going back to last week, didn't mention who.
Right. Yeah, come on. There's only one, right?
I don't know.
You don't think? What about Super Tuesday? It's coming right up.
Sure is.
If you're going to take on Nikki Haley on Super Tuesday and you're looking to tip the scales one way or another, wouldn't you put South Carolina and Tim Scott on your ballot?
I think I probably would, yeah.
I think that's probably where he's going. And I think we'll find out, obviously, before we get to that, I would think. But, boy, oh, boy, talk about a big day here in the state of Iowa. And Davis, to you, doesn't it feel like it's a battle, obviously, for number two?
Well, it really does. It for so many, I would argue, for too many, it feels like the Trump GOP nomination is a foregone conclusion. And I would argue that those same people just assume that a second Trump presidency is a foregone conclusion.
Ooh.
And I am not one who's comfortable with foregone conclusions at all. I get myself into trouble when I begin to adopt foregone conclusions into my worldview, dude.
Well, I think as long as we're going down this path of foregone conclusions, I think it's a foregone conclusion that Biden's going to be the Democrat on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's right.
Yeah, I don't either.
And is Kamala Harris going to be his running mate? Or is it going to be California Governor Newsom? And if it's Newsom, then the deal has already been cut, Davis. You know, Newsom is not going to come on board to be VP.
No.
For 4 years. He might come on board to be VP for a year to eventually be anointed. Boy, Tim Burrock did a great job of laying this out and what the chatter is in the state of Iowa leading up to the caucuses last week on the Farmer Forum. But essentially what would happen is Newsom would then be anointed. Can you believe we're talking about this?
Kind of. Actually, kind of. Yeah. Yeah.
Scary.
You know, Tim Burrock's other thought involved another figure that we're all fairly familiar with.
Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
Right. If the Biden-Harris idea makes it all the way to the Democrat convention this summer, that's where the opportunity for some kind of a blow-up could exist, where we come out of the convention with Michelle Obama as the nominee rather than Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Now, the reason that that picked up steam, or the possibility of that, was intriguing, more intriguing last week, is because Michelle Obama basically came out and said, listen, whatever we have to do to stop Donald Trump from becoming president again, we need to do it. That's the first time that I recall that Michelle Obama weighed in on something like that, Davis.
Well, and I almost feel like you could substitute what Tim was saying about a potential Biden with Newsom ticket. What about a Biden-Obama ticket in which Michelle comes in as the VP candidate, and then suddenly Mr. Biden is no longer the president, and, we've got Michelle Obama now.
Right. Another anointment. It's the strangest presidential election year ever. I mean, Davis, here we are today in the state of Iowa. We've got the caucuses, the first choice, the first time someone's being chosen. And leading up to it, it's felt more like a race between DeSantis and Haley than it has a race between Trump, DeSantis, and Haley. Trump is kind of the default, I think. And I don't know if that's how it's going to turn out today or not. It might, but it might not. Well, we've got to stay tuned. The results are going to start rolling in. There's no question about that. Hey, come back tomorrow morning, 10:06 Central, for more AgriTalk.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows the Pepto-Bismol provides fast,